The explosive new film, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, exposes secrets behind the government's takedown of General Michael Flynn.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
He told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire. They had to get rid of Flynn.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.
I identify myself as a Bible-believing, unashamed follower of Jesus Christ. I believe the Bible, I follow Jesus, and I'm not ashamed to say so. The answer is not in the next election. The answer is not in Washington, D.C. The answer to America's problems is in the pulpit and the pews of America's churches. That's what we do here daily on Bob Burney Live. We listen, we think, and then we look at the Word of God, evaluate it, and develop our worldview from God's point of view.
The views and opinions expressed are those of the participants and may not be the views or opinions of the staff, management, or advertisers of WRFD.
Isn't it strange how that you take two pieces of material, you can take wood, you can take plastic, you can take anything, and you can put them in any configuration until you put them perpendicular to each other and make a cross? The Word of God. Read it. Obey it. That is the answer to America's problems.
Call 1-877-BOB-LIVE. Bob Burney Live.
And welcome to Bob Burney Live. Thank you, thank you, thank you for joining me this afternoon. It is it's good to be back behind the microphone again. If you were listening yesterday, you heard a best of program. And the reason I was absent, I was getting shot. I was getting a shot. Because of our doctor's suggestion, we decided we would take the COVID vaccine. I know there's a lot of disagreement. I know there are many of you who are absolutely opposed to the vaccine, and that's fine. We have a great deal of trust in our family doctor, born-again believer, brilliant man, and he knows a whole lot more about this than I do. And he said because of our age and so on, he strongly recommended we get the COVID vaccine. Well, it's not easy to get. As many of you know, we were on several waiting lists. We were gone for a while on vacation, and that may have put us behind. But anyway, we were on several waiting lists, and finally, one of them said, you can now make an appointment. I said, okay, great. But the only appointments that were available for quite some time were in the afternoon. Well, I do this radio program in the afternoon. So do I get the shot? Or, well, anyway, I decided to get the shot, take yesterday off. Joy and I both, we had same organization. We got our shots from the same organization, but we had to go to different locations. Quite a distance from each other, actually. Joy got hers in the morning, but I was unable to schedule in the morning. I had to schedule in the afternoon. So she got hers in the afternoon. I got mine yesterday afternoon. And I am happy to report no reaction at all. None. Zero, zip, zilch, nada. Gentleman giving us the injection, two different gentlemen, both of them said your arm's going to be probably sore tomorrow. It's going to feel like someone hit you in the arm. Not really. Slept well. Don't feel any different. So it's been over 24 hours, and neither one of us have had any reaction at all. This is the first. They said they would be in contact with us probably in about 3 weeks to get the second shot. So anyway, we have received our first COVID-19 injection. And once again, because of I have always believed that there are probably other people smarter than I am. And in areas where I don't have a whole lot of expertise, it is very wise to consult people who have more expertise. I have read a bunch of stuff, pro, con, for, against. You know, you better get it. If you get it, your arm's going to fall off in 24 hours and everything in between. So anyway, we had our first COVID shot. Supposedly, you're not really truly inoculated for like, what, 2 weeks? And then, of course, you've got to get the second shot and so forth. The bizarre thing is, as you know, they're saying you still have to wear a mask. Then why get the shot? And I'm not even going to get into that. But anyway, there is good news on the COVID front. You wouldn't know that if you listen to the President of the United States or if you listen to our governor or if you would listen to the new director of the CDC, President Biden's choice to head up the CDC. She said yesterday, "We're making progress, but I cannot help feeling feelings of impending doom." That's what she said. And doesn't that give you wonderful confidence that after all we've been through and the vaccine and all that stuff, the head of the CDC looks into a camera and says, "I have feelings of impending doom." What does she think that's going to do to people's confidence? Listen, a whole lot of people who probably would have been vaccinated are going to go, "We've got all these people being vaccinated and still you are saying I see impending doom. Well, I'm not even going to mess with the vaccine." Well, anyway, I said there is good news, and there is. The overwhelming majority of the deaths in America, and it's over 80%, have been the elderly. And among the elderly, the overwhelming majority of those have been in nursing homes. This is where the greatest tragedy of this whole COVID-19 thing played out, and that was in our nursing homes. And I am happy to report that there has been, since December, a 96% decrease in cases in America's nursing homes. 96% decrease of COVID-19 cases in nursing homes. The study from the American Healthcare Association and National Center for Assisted Living said initial vaccine allocations prioritized for nursing home patients and staff impacted the COVID's decline. The week of December 20th saw the peak of COVID spread in nursing homes with more than 33,000 new cases just on December 20th alone and 6,000 deaths one day in nursing homes across America. 33,000 new cases, 6,000 deaths. March 7th, 1,349 new cases and 547 deaths. So the number of cases has declined by 96%. The number of deaths has declined by 91% since last December. Quote, "The case drop has come far faster than the general population, which is down 72% since the week of December 20th. So that's really good news. And fortunately, most nursing homes now are opening up to visitors. I've said it before, and I'm not going to get into it. I think it was criminal the way the nursing home situation was handled across America, not just in New York. I think everywhere, where people that were certain to die, there was no question they were going to die, and they were still not allowed to be with family members. That's criminal. Just unconscionable. So, if there is a silver lining in the whole COVID thing, 96% drop in cases in America's nursing homes. Another surge here in Ohio. A little later on in the program, maybe we'll deal with that. All right, first break. We'll step aside just for a moment, and then we will be back.
Bernie Live.
Looking at today's news through a biblical worldview.
Welcome back to Bob Bernie Live. My telephone number, 877-BOB-LIVE. This would seem to be good news, and it is, but it's probably not as good as many people would think. Here's the headline. Supreme Court takes up its first abortion-related case under a 6-3 conservative majority. Now, you look at that headline, you say, wow, this is great. Maybe we can get this abortion thing handled. Not so fast. That's not bad news, but it's not overly good news either. What's the story? It's about a Kentucky pro-life law that bans the abortion procedure known as dilation and evacuation. Now, that's the sanitized version. This is where an unborn baby is dismembered piece by piece while still in the womb or the birth canal. The state of Kentucky passed a law. The governor signed it into law, making that abortion procedure illegal. Immediately, a federal judge said, wait, not so fast. That could be unconstitutional. So there was a stay issued. So even though the law is on the books, it can't be enforced. Well, the attorney general of the state of Kentucky said, well, I represent the state, I represent the state legislature, I represent the laws of the state of Kentucky, so I am going to defend this law in court. The ACLU and Planned Parenthood said, well, you can't defend this law in court. Why not? Why not? Well, here is what the Supreme Court has agreed to hear. Not the law itself, not the merits of the law, not the constitutionality of the law. The Supreme Court has agreed to hear whether the Attorney General Daniel Cameron can continue to defend the state's new pro-life law. That's it. That's it. So even if Kentucky wins this Supreme Court case, the only thing it's going to do is give the Attorney General the legal right to continue to defend this new law. Hey, I'm about as far from a legal expert as you will find, but why would the Attorney General not be allowed to defend a law duly passed in the state by the legislature and signed by the governor? Yeah. Why? Well, anyway, This will be, again, the headline, Supreme Court takes up its first abortion-related case under a 6-3 conservative majority. In reality, this Supreme Court case has nothing to do with abortion. I'm talking about the Supreme Court case. The law has everything to do with abortion, but the Supreme Court is not taking up the law. Only the Attorney General's right to defend the law. So, anyway, there you go. Like I said, I'm about as far from a legal expert as you'll ever find. I cannot imagine the Supreme Court saying, no, you're the Attorney General of the state, but you can't defend a law in your own state. So we will see. Then I told you about the satanic sneakers produced by a rap star. I'm not even going to mention his name. Number one, I'm not quite sure how to pronounce it. But secondly, I don't want to give him any credit. But I told you a few days ago that he was producing or selling Nike sneakers that were altered, modified, to have red liquid in the sole, which would include one drop of human blood. They all have the number 666 imprinted on them, and they were going to be sold in a limited number of copies, 666. They sold out on Monday as soon as they were listed. Gone at $1,018 a piece. Satanic tennis shoes, sneakers. Satanic. Well, Nike has sued the rapper over the shoes. Not because they're satanic, not because they've got human blood in them, but purely a copyright issue. Nike said, we did not authorize the use of our sneakers. We did not authorize the sale. We did not authorize the modification. And it is purely and simply a copyright issue. Now, how that's going to turn out, I have no idea. But get 666 of these shoes that were advertised as satanic, sold out in minutes at $1,000 a piece. And as the point that I made before, and we're concerned about Mr. Potato Head. Oh, and by the way, this rapper not long ago appeared on Sesame Street. Well, think about that. We want to ban Dr. Seuss. We want to get rid of Mr. Potato Head. And yet we are popularizing some guy who is selling satanic articles loudly and proudly. And someone who has even been on Sesame Street. I would say our culture is far more concerned about things they should not be concerned about and are ignoring the really important things.